Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales, minisode number 25.
25! Quarter of the way, somewhere.
Sure. Ish. So, Hakeem's still with us, woo! And Leander and I are going to review some books. Hakeem, if you have any questions, just chime on in.
Oh, all right.
All right, I will go first.
Yes.
What book do I have? I have Jacked Number One. Ooh. It is a Vertigo book about a fat schlub who is your basic husband kind of character.
Dad
where bug. Everybody kind of doesn't respect him, and he's like, God, I'm so lame, and like, oh my God, I got a bad knee, a bad back. I'm
sounds like
fat.
Me yesterday.
Yeah, no. And his brother is a doctor, and he's like, maybe you should take pills or something, take something. And he gives him an experimental pill. He's like, I don't want to take this. He rethinks it later, and he ends up ordering a pill online, and it's called Jacked. So, he takes a pill, and he temporarily gets superpowers.
Hmm.
The only one that they've demonstrated is super strength. I assume there will be more. Mm-hmm. But, that's the basic, most basic version of this book.
Mm-hmm.
You find out, first he takes the pill, and he's like, oh my God, this is like an acid trip. And it's drawn awesome. It looks like an acid trip. And he's at a batting cage with his son, and he like bends some of the part of the cage, and he's like, what is going on? And he doesn't feel good, and they leave. Driving is a bad idea while on Jacked, and he is having all kinds of issues with driving. Car gets mad at him, blows by him, gets hit by an oncoming truck.
The one that went around
him. The one that went around him, sure. And was cursing him out because it's like green light, and he's just sure. Sitting there.
Right.
So he gets out of the car. His kid's scared. He gets out of the car. He rips the door right off and pulls the guy out and saves the guy who he pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh my God, what is going on? It's unclear. I have to assume a pill you can buy online doesn't just give you superpowers.
Right.
Something about this guy, it gives him superpowers.
Mm.
So you don't know a lot about it. It was a very strange book, but I actually really enjoyed it. I know Al from the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassman, New Jersey. He told me to read this book. He said it was really good. I agree. It's very different. It has a cool Glenn Fabry cover, which I like him. He did all the Preacher covers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a superhero who's just like a regular schlub. It's pretty cool.
All right. Three questions from Hakeem. Go.
Go, Hakeem.
What's Vertigo?
Vertigo is an imprint of DC that tends to tell darker stories.
Is there a villain?
Probably, but not yet.
Why is he shirtless on the cover?
Because they want to
in a junkyard.
Because they want to illustrate that he's a fat loser
in a junkyard.
He's an older guy who's just like, ugh, I'm past my prime. Yeah, he does look like he's standing over some wreckage with some pill bottles and a briefcase and a toothbrush. I don't know what's going on. The guy's regular and
see, I want to read stuff like that. I don't like Venom.
Fair enough.
I just want to throw that out there.
Fair enough.
It's the worst comic I've ever read.
Why do I see one of something?
One of six. It's a miniseries.
Oh, nice.
Maybe it'll become a real series afterwards. Mm-hmm. Maybe sometimes when miniseries are successful, it just goes to number seven and we don't ask questions.
Right.
But it's pretty good, so check it out.
All right. Guess I'm up then.
Do it.
Hakeem's not ready for this. Mystery Girl.
Mystery Girl.
It's a Dark Horse comic. It's number one, written by Paul Tobin. Probably this guy probably did the art, Alberto Albuquerque. And then
Albuquerque.
Can
you say it wrong again?
And then Marissa Louise probably did the coloring. Let's go with that for now.
Sure.
So this book is fantastic. I haven't read anything bad, by the way. Everything I'm going to be reviewing since the last one.
Don't worry, I got one I hate.
Good.
We're good.
This is really good. So I like this because it's so street. Like, it's just like very urban feel.
She looks like a hood rat right off the bat.
She is a hood rat. It looks like a hood rat. I think they made her look like a hood rat. And she has this really cool ability. She's a street detective, meaning that's not even the right phrase. She's a sidewalk detective, meaning that she has no office. She has nothing else. She goes to her sidewalk. She sets up her little booth and she sits there until people come see her.
Interesting.
And her ability is, if you tell her the mystery, she already solves it. She solves it immediately. She can, and my guess is that, you know, she's not psychic in the sense that she can just, like, has ultimate power. She has to be told the mystery, and then she automatically solves it. There's no question, down to, like, GPS coordinates. She's like, oh, you're at this is the GPS coordinates we're looking for. So you go through the book, you're kind of, like, seeing her do this, like, multiple times during the day. Like, at least 10, 15 different times during the day. And she's, like, on it every single time. She's never lost. And, like, for instance, one Indian woman came up to her to, like, thank her because her husband was in the war and they don't know where his body was. And she gave him the exact GPS coordinates where it was. Here's the skeleton will be here under this tree. This is how it'll look like. She has that sort of ability, which is is crazy. So you find out that she's been helping detectives, she's been helping the cops, whoever can help her, whoever she wants to help, she helps.
She's like a snitch narc?
She is a detective.
She's not under.
Yeah, okay, but I'm saying, like, she's in the hood, she posts up, like, on the sidewalk so everybody sees her,
right.
Then she's run to the cops. Does she get attacked?
No, she doesn't, like, run to the cops. The cops come to her.
Well, she's still talking to the cops.
Like, yeah, she's still talking.
You don't do that in the hood.
Yeah. But, so, even though she looks like a hood rat,
right.
She's not in the hood. Like, it is kind of in the hood, because she's working with a lot of prostitutes and stuff like that, too. But
so it's not really, like, a bad area. It's more just an urban area.
Yeah, more like an urban area. Yeah.
Urban area is usually bad, so.
Yeah. She's so, anyways.
Snitch girl.
She's a person that really helps to do good things, period. So some people, you know, if someone killed Hakeem's grandma, and, like, oh, we killed.
Bro,
yeah, exactly.
Time out.
Then
why are you fucking
because
my grandma?
Because you messed up that book.
With his hood rat,
you messed up my book like that.
No,
so
you can't just be like, yo.
So then Hakeem.
Shout out to Hakeem's grandmother.
Shout out to my grandma out there.
Grams.
No one's going to fucking kill you.
So wow. If something happened.
No, seriously. He went so real right there.
So,
you knew that was a trigger. You knew that was a fucking trigger. Until I called your bitch a hood rat snitch, dude.
He's still
fuck upset. Mystery girl.
He's just upset about it.
Venom's
Captain
cool
Africa
with mystery
comment.
Girl. Captain Africa. One. Captain Africa, first off, we're from. My family's from Africa. Captain Africa would handle that shit.
Can
I don't
we
need
talk
mystery
about
girl.
Whose family was from Africa? All right. So,
bro, I'm first generation American, bro. When did your family come over? Jeez.
I'm first generation American.
You liar.
Yeah.
You
no,
lie
not.
Right to my face.
No, I'm not.
Where they come from?
From Panama. And my mother's from...
Fucking Panama. It's not Africa. Is it? Nah. Just kidding.
Anyway, I know this has been Geography with Hakeem.
That's South America. I already knew that.
Central America. Anyways, so...
We love you, Nana.
Damn.
So if someone else's grandmother got killed, and then that person's grandson was like, oh, I wish I knew who killed him, and no one
you're
knew
still,
who was.
You're still referring to me. Like, I'm not fucking stupid. I hate Mystery Girl.
So then that person's grandson would go to Mystery Girl. Like, Mystery Girl, I need to find, because I want to take him out myself, because I feel strongly I care about my grandmother.
Hell yeah.
And right. I'm going to take care of it.
Right.
And she was like, all right, I'm going to help you out. And she'll tell you exactly where this person was. So that person, that person's grandson could handle the situation.
What is she like? Okay, so if I came up to her, I was like, yo, listen, my grandma died. I need you to help me figure it out. What would she, you pay her?
No.
Or she just
so
does
far,
it because she's
so
nice?
So far, you haven't seen payment transaction stuff. Oh. She just, you come up to her and you tell her and that's it. She moves on.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you do find out, at some point in time, there's a random cutscene to someone getting shot in the face and killed or whatever, right? And the guy is, like, crazy. He's like, why do you think I shot you? He's talking to a dead body. He's like, I shot you because I wanted to shoot you and it's your time to die. And then you're like, this guy's crazy. So then, later, that's it. That's all you get. And then later, someone comes up to Mystery Girl. Her name is Trine Hampstead. She comes up to Trine and says... There was a woolly mammoth that was found at one point in time, but the people that found him died. So now we don't know where the woolly mammoth is. Could you tell me exactly the GPS coordinates of where it is? Yeah, exactly. And she
like
was
a
like,
woolly mammoth?
Yeah, uh-huh, died, right. Yeah. And she was like, and she was like, the woolly mammoth apparently was like preserved so perfectly, and so we want to go see it. And Trine was like, yeah, I know exactly where it's at, but I'm not going to tell you. And she's like, what do you mean I can tell him? He's like, I'm not going to tell you unless you let me go with you. And so... She's now going to go to Siberia with this girl. So this hood rat isn't going to Siberia.
Word.
So,
there you go.
But the thing is,
I like that.
You find out the reason that she's asking to go is because she knows that the reason that they found a perfectly preserved woolly mammoth, because she already solved the mystery, is because woolly mammoths still live. They exist currently.
So
and she wants to see one
for
the
first time. Is the woolly mammoth alive?
The woolly mammoth that they found was encased and dead.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was, like, so perfect because it just recently died.
Wow.
Hmm.
So she wants to go see the woolly mammoth.
That's
kind of
going somewhere I didn't think that was going to go.
Yeah, no.
All right, now, Mystery Girl, I apologize for cursing at you. You know,
yeah.
You talked about my grandma.
And grandma, grandma, you know, I love you. I can't wait to see you.
That is really interesting, though. I can't, and Dark Horse Comics, what is that? Is that another...
I'll go with Tim on that.
It's another company that does more indie. kind of stuff.
So it's separate from Marvel and DC?
It is. A lot of their properties for years, they had, like, the Aliens, Predators. They had a lot of property.
They have a guy named, like, Hawkman or something like that?
Hawkman is DC.
Hawkmoon? So I don't know. I saw a Dark Horse comic when I was a kid or something.
Hawkman?
At the very end is of this book...
I have no idea.
You find out that...
I think it's a gun from Destiny, actually. Moonlight. Never mind.
The guy who shot the other guy in the face and was like, I told you to die, so you need to die.
He's a woolly mammoth.
He has a picture of Mystery Girl trying and of the lady who is going with her to Siberia. So the two ladies, the professor and Trine, are going together to Siberia. The guy looks at the picture of the professor, and he's like, I don't want to shoot her because she's so boring. And he looks at the picture of Trine, and he's like, no, but this one's special. I definitely want to shoot her in the face.
Wow.
And that's how it ends.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, Paul Tobin writes some interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I really liked it a lot.
And that's the first episode?
Yeah, first issue.
And that was
first
a random issue? Pickup for you?
Yep, random nice. Pickup.
And there's very no cool. other issues out right now?
Of this? No. It just came out. Okay, just came cool. out this week.
Is
so
that
if
ongoing?
You want to jump in, you can jump in. I'm going to say yes. Okay. There's no reason to say no.
Fair enough.
So... Yeah, oh, there is one more thing.
Yes.
You do start to figure out, she knows nothing about why she has her powers. Mm. Because she didn't develop her powers until she's almost this age.
What age is she? Like, she's...
You would say 20s. Okay. I would say 20s.
Yeah.
She just knows that she met someone at a party one time, and then 2 days later she woke up and she had these powers. And she can't even remember who that person was.
Wow, most people get way worse things when they meet a dude at a party.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Interesting.
Anyways. Like, pregnant.
And yeah, and the art, again, the art is very urban, too. Like, you can just, it just looks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the straight up, like, that's,
I mean, like,
that's what you would think.
That's grandma wearing, like, a pink dress or something. Something.
Anyway, done. Tim, like you're that. Up. Mystery All Girl, right. number one. Go pick it up.
Daredevil, number one.
I almost picked that
Time
up.
Time out. This is new Daredevil after Secret Wars?
New Daredevil after Secret Wars. Al's favorite writer, Charles Soule. I liked it. It was actually really good. They made some changes,
mm-hmm.
and none of them really offended me, which, thank God, because I really like Daredevil.
Yeah.
Basically, it has him fighting a bunch of thugs, but these thugs are a little better than your average thugs. They're like, he's like, this is like fighting a gang of thugs that have been trained by Iron Fist. Like, they're all really good fighters, mm-hmm. which is interesting. They're trying to kill a snitch. They actually throw him off the bridge. The very first panel, they're throwing this kid off a bridge with, you know, cement tied to him.
Come on, what's a panel?
A panel is a piece of the comic book. It's just...
Oh, like little box?
The box. Little box. Okay. First box.
All
right. Yep. All right, so throw him in. Daredevil is the next one jumping in after him, trying to save him from the river.
Sure.
Right? He does end up saving him and fights the other guys. They introduce his sidekick right away.
Which is cool. He's never had a sidekick before, correct?
Not like a permanent sidekick.
Yeah.
No. It is not Gambit. Everybody thought it was Gambit.
I totally thought it was like Gambit.
He does look like Gambit on the
Even
cover.
Even has a stick like his hair. Yeah.
Everything about this, I could see you thinking it's Gambit. It's not. His name is Blindspot.
Now, could it still be Gambit?
I don't think
because
so.
Because this is the all-new world where Gambit may not be
Asian?
Gambit. Oh.
So, not Cajun?
Cajun Nation?
So, I don't believe so, but God only knows, right?
That is a really cool restaurant, though, idea.
Cajun Asian?
Yeah.
Cajun Asian?
Yeah.
The Asian Cajun?
Fusion.
Whoa. Somebody get on that.
Cajun Asian Fusion.
You can have that for free. Just get on it.
We gave it to you. Yeah.
And we'll go dine there for free once. Okay. So, basically, here's what's different about him. Sidekick is pretty cool. Blind Spot.
Sure.
He wears a suit that, when it's powered up, he is invisible to the naked eye. And he just starts taking these guys out. Daredevil can see him perfectly, though, because of his radar sense, which is really cool. The art was really good. I was actually surprised. It's not a lot of color.
Okay.
It's a lot of grayscale and different things, which was really cool. Lots of reds and then grayscale.
Okay.
I really liked the art. I wasn't sure what I was going to get. Daredevil is in New York. He is no longer a defense attorney. He's a prosecutor. He says, I don't want to help the little guy anymore. I want to just put the criminals away.
All
right. And he's kind of a jerk, where, like, the snitch he saves as Daredevil comes to Matt Murdock to be his lawyer, and he's like, I know I have a good reputation from being a defense lawyer. I don't care about that anymore. Get that out of your mind, because we need to take this guy down. You need to say what you said you were going to say, and we're going to do it. And that's it.
Hmm.
No BS. We're taking the guy down. So very different.
So he's the new Tony Stark.
But he's not that... Only when he's a lawyer is he kind of douchey.
Okay.
When he's Daredevil, he's same old Daredevil.
Okay.
He is the new lawyer at the law firm. He's on the bottom of the totem pole, basically.
Oh, he's at a law firm now.
He is at a law firm. They had no more space for him. They put his office in an empty elevator shaft. And he's like, I really don't care. I'm blind. You don't have to waste a view on me.
That's funny.
So it was actually really well done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for Soule writing Daredevil because Charles Soule is actually a lawyer.
Nice.
In real life. So that's him good. Writing, and he wrote She-Hulk before, who's also a lawyer character.
Yeah, yeah.
Done really well. So I am excited for this. I was really worried because of the Secret Wars reboot. I'm like, I love Daredevil a lot. It's one of my favorite characters. Please don't ruin it for me. Right. And then we're just coming off of two good runs by Mark Waid.
Yeah.
So I'm like, even though I like Charles Soule, I'm like, I don't know. But I really enjoyed this book.
Soule is a lawyer. Are we getting any other stuff like that? I mean, we know what's going to happen with Black Panther in April. We're getting Ta-Nehisi Coates, which is huge, like humongous.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-Nehisi's socialist for Black lives and, you know, Black African American communities.
Right.
Are we getting more of that in general? Because
I would like it.
Isn't like other like writers are gone, right? Like Remender's gone, and other people like might be gone, or
might be, or yeah. Maybe just toned down.
They're... Robbie Thompson, an astronaut.
Correct.
For Space Venom.
For Space Venom.
Is he real astronaut?
They've been doing
that. I have no idea. I hate Space Venom.
They've been doing that a little bit more. I don't know if it's Disney who's doing that. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, this guy, do this guy. Like, but I think Marvel's already doing that. The first example that comes to mind off the top of my head is what Lou had talked about on one of the last episodes was Brian Posehn, the comedian,
mm-hmm.
wrote Deadpool, which, perfect sense, get a sure. comedian yeah. to write for Deadpool.
Right.
Fine.
The UFC fighter writing the one that you did, Drax.
Oh, CM Punk.
Yep.
Yeah, so, the pro wrestler.
He's not a UFC fighter.
He's yet. Going to be.
We need to see him in the ring first.
I mean, he's already signed.
Yeah, I want to see him fight and get a win first.
Sure.
Either way, he's a fighter. He's a cool guy.
He's a fighter.
But he's a fighter writing a fighter's book.
He's not a pro fighter yet, though, in my eyes.
Sure.
That's
a good match.
Debatable.
That's fine. Right. I want him to win. I really would like for him to actually be good at this, but who knows?
I think he's out of his league.
I don't even know.
He might be.
I think he's big time out of his league.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, a lot of wrestlers have made that transition.
Oh, he was a wrestler. Okay.
He was a pro wrestler, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and those wrestlers are also very huge, and they fight heavyweight for the most part.
All right. So he's like a
Brock
pro.
Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley.
He's already a pro right. fighter. He's yeah. already a pro fighter. He's just a pro wrestler.
Correct.
Which is a fighting style.
Correct.
When's he going to fight?
It got pushed back because he got hurt. He was training.
I'm interested in seeing how that goes.
I think he could be good, because I think he has some martial arts background. I don't know specifically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. He's not just like, I was a wrestler.
That's what I'm saying. Right, like, right. The guys sure. who make the transition, they're bigger, and they mm-hmm. actually like
Lashley's
wrestle,
amazing.
Like Olympic wrestling.
Sure, it's like Jordan going to golf.
Yeah.
Bobby mm-hmm. Lashley is amazing.
Bobby Lashley.
That guy is a freak.
And Brock Lesnar, he was really good. Mm-hmm. You know, I really liked watching him fight. Once he figured it out and got his jiu-jitsu up and everything.
Mm-hmm. But this isn't about the UFC.
Let's talk about stuff I know about.
Go ahead.
All right, moving
on. We'll do it later. Go ahead.
I wasn't going to do this one, but I only have three, so Midnighter, number right. 7. I'm going to keep it really short.
Okay.
Basically, this guy that he's been in love with this entire time turns out to be a villain.
No!
Which is a classic
poor
gay...
Midnighter.
Wait. The classic, like, gay ending for everything.
It's a gay superhero?
It's yes. a gay, yes. Mm-hmm. Vigilante.
He's pretty awesome.
Is yes. he the first gay superhero?
No.
No. But he's one
the,
of the best
He's the
ones.
Bloodiest one.
He's Gambit's gay.
He's the bloodiest one.
Is Gambit gay?
No. He's been
with Rogue. Oh, yeah, he's been with Rogue. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not that means anything.
Iceman's gay. It doesn't mean anything. Anyways, he's fighting the guy, and the guy, like, the villain, made up this entire life. Like, even though they were, like, together, literally, romantically, or whatever... That was all part of the ultimate goal.
Wow.
Was to get him in an insecure place so you can beat him down.
So while that's kind of cool, that it was like this master plan for uh-huh. a very long time, it's right. still kind of a cop-out of
it's,
the story.
It's a little cop-out in the story. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. In the very beginning, the very first book, I thought he was with a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought he was with. And then all of a sudden transitioned to this white guy with gray hair. But now the black guy is back. So I'm almost wondering if he wasn't just telling the story of why he refuses to be in love with the black guy, because this is what happened to me last time. That's what he says at the end. He's like, oh, so this has been my romantic life up until now. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if he was not telling me the story of his most recent romantic love. And that's why I was confused about this black lover in the beginning. Now, there was a white guy recently. Mm-hmm. Anyways, bloody blood fight. Just stabbing everyone, like, beating, punching teeth out. The classic Midnighter fighting style. And at the end, as he was kind of talking about what happened, he does leave a message for his first lover, who's like a true superhero.
Apollo, I think.
I think so, yeah. And so, like, he did leave, like, a message. So you aren't sure if they're trying to rekindle something or what the case may be, but then there's also this black guy. So anyways, there's more stuff going on, but this was, like, the bloodiest fight. One of the bloodiest fights I've seen, period.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
What's his power?
He's pretty much indestructible. Like, he's like a super fighter. Like, okay. He'll, like, the first issue of Midnighter was him fighting in a bar fight. These guys trying to beat him up while he was on a date. And one of the things he did is he kicked a pool hall stick or whatever right through someone's head.
So he's kind of like Luke Cage?
You could make that comparison. You
could make that comparison. He obviously can get hurt.
Yeah.
He just doesn't take pain very well.
All right, I got you. So he's just super strong, and he's a good fighter.
Yeah, right. Super strong.
And he's ultra violent.
Ultra violent, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Good.
So, anyways. So Midnighter number 7, I still like it. This one made me not like it a little bit less.
Was it too violent? Was it that kind of a thing?
No, it was the whole cop-out of, like, every time there's any sort of, like, gay couple, someone has to die or be evil, and so it's annoying. Right. So that was the part I didn't like about it. So, even though in the very last issue, number 6, I kind of knew that's where it was headed, I was just really upset with that. I was like, oh, here we go again. He's the villain. He can never have a regular life. We get it. So, yeah. So, yeah, anyways. But the guy almost died, and then he teleports away at the very end. So, he's still alive, even though he's, like, super bloody.
So they can rekindle that romance. They can
rekindle the romance.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make up sex a thing, so.
Yeah, it is. All right. I have one more book, and it is a book that I loathe. I hated this book with such a passion.
Jubilee better not be in there.
Oh, she's not.
I just figured it wouldn't, because it's too good.
The Totally Awesome Hulk!
Oh, God.
Oh, yes! The Totally Awesome Hulk is garbage.
Is that a new Hulk, or is it the same Hulk? It is
a new Hulk.
It takes place with the old Hulk, or do they both exist?
Well, they talk about it a little bit. So, Amadeus Cho, which is a Hulk character for a few years now, he is one of the smartest people ever. He's a young Asian kid. He figures out a way to pretty much turn into the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
So, he is the Hulk right now. Along with his sister, she helps from, like, it looked like a food truck or something they were driving around in. There's a robot that, like, helps him, and she's the robot speaking to him.
I see. Like Oracle.
Right. And, but out of a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, food is actually part of it, I believe. Like, he has managed.
Yeah.
He's got it down to a science, how to be the Hulk. Like, he is eating tons of calories and stuff that has something to do with him maintaining the Hulk and keeping the Hulk in check, is just making sure it has enough calories to burn when he Hulks out, kind of. They fight a giant turtle monster. And
Why not?
They save a cute girl on the beach, and he's like hitting on her the whole time and distracted. It was really bad. They end up shrinking the creature, and they're collecting them, I guess, and then they're flying around in a flying food truck. I forgot about that.
Pim particles to shrink them?
I guess, yeah. Sure. I'm assuming that's what it is.
Pym particles are created by Ant-Man, which allows Ant-Man to get small.
I love Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I saw that movie, too.
I wish he was in this book and it was called Ant-Man, because this was awful.
It seems like they just made him into a bro. Like a guy who lives.
They really did. And I don't know a ton about Amadeus Cho. I didn't need a bro Hulk.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Yeah.
Bro. And they do talk about Bruce Banner. They hint that he could be dead. You assume he's dead, but it's Marvel. He's not dead.
Considering that in the Totally Awesome Hulk is probably a crapper, I'm sure he's alive.
He'll be back. and, like, the idea wasn't awful. The idea, like, hey, I want to be the Hulk, and I figured out how to control the Hulk, mostly.
Sure.
Because there is still moments where, like, his eyes kind of get green when he gets angry, and his sister just, like, yells at him, and he's like, oh, right.
Sure.
I'm an asshole.
So he's eventually going to go crazy.
But they did show Bruce absorbing a lot of radiation to mm-hmm. stop an explosion that would have killed a bunch of people.
I see.
And but they explained, Black Panther, I think, was the one, you know, Captain Africa. I think he explained.
He's in there?
He is in this book.
Can you show me this picture?
No. He explains that even though the Hulk was radioactive, it's not the same type of material, and he's actually absorbed too much, and he's in a ton of pain.
Mm.
They don't show him again after that. They show him in all the pain, and you mm-hmm. assume it's killing him.
Sure.
You don't know that he's dead.
Okay.
Boom. So this book was pretty awful.
That's unfortunate.
The fight scenes weren't that good.
Mm-hmm.
Him hitting on chicks wasn't that good. Him eating food wasn't that good. Like,
he's a brook.
I wanted this to be good, because I liked the idea of someone else being the Hulk for once.
Yeah.
And I just hated every moment of
That's
it.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. And the other thing is that Totally Awesome Hulk is on Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, and I hate him on that, too.
Yeah, me too. I am playing with him.
What's Puzzle Quest?
It's a online. It's a puzzle
game. Like Street Fighter?
Sure, like Street Fighter Puzzle Quest. Sure.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The puzzle
Did we
game?
Play that in that game no, before? But no,
it's like that, too. Yeah, you have to get colors together to have them use powers.
Oh, yeah, I like that game.
So, I mean, I got his character on Puzzle Quest because I got through his all the thing and killed Galactus.
Is that what you get? I'm not going to do that.
You get him.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I'm going to go with it
because... I'll just play other ones and get, like, simple little packs.
The only reason I'm going to go for it is because he's going to be my Devil Dinosaur.
Oh, no!
A character that no one should have.
Dinosaur's great!
Yeah, but I'm going to... So one day we'll fight each other. Devil Dinosaur versus...
Oh, you can eat all the blue tiles, and I'll just...
You can battle each other?
Switch the purple ones. Yeah,
unfortunately. Although they are trying... They are talking about an upgrade to the system for Marvel Puzzle Quest, so there could be more interactions.
At some point,
I can't see it.
Is it a phone game?
When he goes to console. When he goes to console.
Right, maybe. Which I think it is out already.
Is it really?
I believe it
can
be
downloaded. Can you transfer your phone thing to that? That would be the best, though.
Probably not is the answer, but I would look into it more.
Sure.
So anyways, that's the mini-sode.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Hakeem, for sticking around and doing this one.
Oh, no problem.
And you guys got anything you want to add before we cut it?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Peter.